What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled, it's probably not gonna be quick, but today's video is titled, Why Jew and Nigger Fatigue Go Hand in Hand. So as you guys know, sadly and unfortunately, I'm back here in America. I had to go to the doctor a couple of days ago for my back. Back, thanks to the PRP shot, is better. I still have pain, like right now I still got pain in the back sitting the way I am. Next up is my shoulder. I'm actually going in for a therapy in 2 or 3 days. So have to be stuck here in America for a while, sadly and unfortunately. Thanks to you guys, my restaurant is actually doing quite well in Colombia. Yesterday we had our highest grossing day. 650 pesos, or about 175 American dollars. I know some of you guys are gonna say, that's it, your restaurant only made $175. You know, by Colombian standards, that's actually a lot, dudes. Like, this truck has not grossed $100 in America in 4 days. That's just how bad it is, you know. I'm actually in the truck right now, laying down, and I figured might as well do something productive, so I might as well do this video. Like I said, guys, here in America, they just don't have money here in America, dude. It's like people can't afford to eat out. They have to make a conscious decision. Do I buy milk or do I buy eggs at the end of the week? They don't have $10 to buy both of them, so it's really over for America. So anyways, let's get back into the point of this video. Why Jew and nigger fatigue go hand in hand. Now, Okay. So nigger fatigue, Jew fatigue is when white people effectively get sick and tired of Jews and blacks, okay? People don't talk about Jew fatigue. They always talk about black fatigue, because Jews run everything and blacks are useful idiots. So, oh Lord, my back hurts a little bit, but that's okay. Maybe the PRP shot still needs a couple more weeks to work its magic, I guess. So, as you guys know, black people have been losing it, and they've been committing a lot more murders, a lot more rapes, a lot more just evil nigger shit. And, white people are like, yeah, we're getting fed up with this nigger shit. And the reason behind it, guys, is that Jews and blacks have an inferiority complex compared to white people. I know some of you guys are looking at me like, Amr, what the hell are you doing, man? I think I got some dandruff over here and I'm scratching it out. It's fucking hot, humid. Heat and humidity is not a good friend of dandruff. It usually makes dandruff like build up and itches and shit like that. That's one of the reasons, many reasons I hate heat and humidity. It's like 95 degrees out, but thanks to the humidity, it's like 100 degrees out. Thanks to the humidity. This is like the first time I really spent the summer in Florida in like 20 some years. God, I hate the weather here in Florida. So fucking hot and humid, it's like Cartagena bad. Anyways, again, let's continue with the video. So the reason why Jews and blacks act the way they are is because of their inferiority complex compared to white people. Now, blacks, obviously their inferiority complex is that they're low IQ, they're low status, for the most part, they're fucking fugly. Indians are another problem, so I'll be making a video about the Indians later on. Jews, the problem is Jews, even though they got the status, they got the wealth, they got everything, the problem with the Jews is that they're physically repulsive. And that's because they have the curse of God, because they're evil people, so God made them ugly. Like, you take Mark Zuckerberg, you take any of these dirty Jews, when they look at themselves in the mirror, they know they're ugly. You know, they're not dumb. They know they're fucking ugly. So at the end of the day, it comes down to having an inferiority complex compared to white people. That's a problem that Jews and blacks have. Now, blacks, because there's far more blacks than Jews here in America, but the problem with blacks is that blacks, you know, being genetically inferior, they resort to violence, they resort to murder, they resort to rape. Like Jews, they find a way to fuck you over from above. The blacks fuck you over from below. And by that, let me give you tell you what I'm talking about. I'm gonna move into the AC. It's fucking 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock here, and it's getting fucking hot, man. It's like, damn, dude, fucking 5-6 o'clock at night, and it's getting hot. I got my fishing rod here, but let me move over to the AC. Fucking way too hot for me. Got my fishing rod here in the cab, in the taxi. I was gonna call it a taxi. Okay, there it is. Ah, son of a bitch. Yeah, I got this truck on fucking Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. If I can sell this truck for 35K or close to it, I'll take that money and run to Colombia. Fuck this shit. If it's bad now, wait a couple of months from now when it gets really bad. Okay, so I'm back in the AC, a lot better now. So, how blacks and Jews end up punishing white people is that Jews punish you from above, meaning through usury, debt, credit cards, inflation, raising prices, policies, health. So the Jews, they fuck you over from without them actually having to physically be there, okay? Blacks, on the other hand, they fuck you over by physically being there, you know? So blacks, they rape, they murder, they fight, they burn, they loot, they do all this type of nigger shit. So when blacks move into your neighborhood, the price of real estate goes down. This is a fact. This is not a personal opinion, okay? When blacks move into a neighborhood, the price of real estate goes down, okay? Because nobody wants to be around niggers. Now, god damn it. Let me wipe it off. You guys are in this for the audio. You're not in this to look at me. You're in this for the audio. Fuck it. Yeah, what the hell? It's not bad. Okay, so. Okay, this is a lot better. Okay. So, blacks, what they end up doing is that when they move into your neighborhood, the prices go down because nobody physically wants to be around black people for obvious reasons. So your prices go down. They rape, they murder, they break into your house, they steal your car. They do all sorts of nigger shits. Now, when Jews move into your neighborhood, they buy up all the homes, they raise the prices, they make it really hard for you to afford to live there. So, Jews use blacks as a way to... See, blacks are the foot soldiers of the Jews. You have to understand. At the end of the day, Jews hate niggers, okay? Yes, a Jew will tell you, I'm all for black people rule. But what's the old Jewish saying? What's good for us is bad for the goy. So what happens is that black Jews use black people to be their foot soldiers. Like, at the end of the day, you guys are going to go after black people before you go after Jews. What the Jews are doing, which is smart, is that they're saying, hey goy, goy, look over here, hey, go, goy. You know, look here, don't look at the head in hand. The head in hand is the Jews, okay? The Jews know that they can't surface too much, okay? So they constantly have to have a problem with Indians, with Arabs, with Muslims, with blacks. The Jews constantly need a bad guy out there so they can take the heat off of themselves, which is a very smart thing. I mean, you don't have to be a fucking genius to realize that, hey man, if I want to do mischief, I don't want people looking at me, right? I mean, that's like common sense. You know, if I want to do shit in the world, I don't want people to be looking at me. To if I plan on scamming you, I don't want the heat on me. That's exactly how Jews operate. And what they end up doing is that they use the black people, and black people being stupid, low IQ, genetically inferior to black people, they love attention. Black people love attention because to them it makes them feel special. It makes them feel like, oh, people are taking me seriously. Because here's the deal, dudes, like, for the most part, people don't take blacks seriously. Like, your average black person knows that he's being looked down upon because he's ugly, because he's low IQ. And just so we can be absolutely sure, just because you're melanated doesn't make you inferior, okay? Just because you're Ashkenazi doesn't necessarily make you evil. That's called free will. It's for you to choose not to be evil. It's for you to choose not to be a nigger. So just because you're melanated doesn't mean go kill yourself, okay? I think everybody knows that, right about now. I think you all know that about my videos. And I speak negatively about Jews or about black people. I'm talking more about the evil culture that they're associated with than who they are, what they are, you know? So with black people, guys, they know for a fact that they can't... See, black people know that they can't hang with white people. Black people know that they don't have the status, they don't have the IQ, they don't have the brain power. They know that they cannot be on the same level as white people. And as we gave blacks more an opportunity, like, we gave blacks what? Affirmative action, free college, we like pampered black. We gave black people every tool to be the best in the world. And what did black people do? They squandered it all away and they made things actually worse. You see, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. The worst thing you can do to inferior people is giving them false hope. This is what the Jews did with blacks. This whole black is beautiful. You look at the Sweeney Todd campaign. You know, Sweeney Todd is that blue-eyed, blonde, white girl who's like, I got great jeans, which is a play on words. Because, yes, she's wearing American Eagle jeans, but they're really talking about her superior blue-eyed, blonde, white jeans, which is fine. Said it before and I'm gonna say it again, white people are better than colored people. That's a fact, you know. I have absolutely no problem if somebody says, hey man, white people are better than colored people. It's a fact. It's not a personal opinion. It is a fact, you know. When people think I'm Russian or Italian, I take great pride in that. But when they think I'm Indian, it's like, you are lucky you're still alive, motherfucker. You know, I remember when I was in San Cristobal a couple of years ago, this black teacher, she was from, nice lady, by the way, this black teacher, she was from San Francisco. You know, she was walking around San Cristobal, learning Spanish, shit like that. And, you know, I told her I'm from Mountain View and shit like that. We had like a small 2-3 minute conversation and she's like, oh, you must be Indian. And she saw the look on my face. She was like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. She was lucky that between me and her was like fucking 30 feet ramp. Otherwise you guys would have read about me in the 10 o'clock news, or saw me in the 10 o'clock news, you know.
crazy Middle Eastern guy goes chimps out on poor black lady who called him fucking Indian, you know? Listen, I got Jew DNA and I got nigger DNA in me. But if I had a single drop of Indian DNA, I would have jumped in front of a moving train a long time ago. So, at the end of the day, guys, black people know that they're being looked down upon by white people, okay? Same thing with Indians. When I was in Lviv, I went to this small gym in Lviv. I told you about this, but I'm going to touch on it really quick. So I went to this small gym in Lviv, and here I am in the gym working out a little bit. And this Indian girl, like, she was a puja, you know? You know, Pajit. Pajit is your typical short, brown, fugly Indian. Pooja is the female version of him, okay? So Pooja, you know, she walks into the gym and this bitch fucking stinks, dudes. It's like all that curry, all those spices. I mean, she legit stunk. Like, half of the gym where she was working out was empty. Like, after half an hour I left, I couldn't be there any longer, guys. I mean, the smell was so bad. And I felt sorry for the employees who had to be there. So, a woman like that, she knows she stinks. She knows that people are looking down on her. She knows that, okay? It's the same thing with blacks. Black people know they're being judged. They know they're being looked down upon, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand looks matter more than anything, okay? I never had problem with police anywhere in the world, whether it is in Colombia, it's in Estonia, Latvia, Romania, Ukraine. You guys gotta understand, at the end of the day, Amar Mitwali doesn't look like a nigger, you know, special thanks to the Japanese hair straightening, which I probably will need, but that's not a priority right now. So at the end of the day, guys, height and looks really, really matter. The Jews definitely don't have the looks. They all look like fucking literal trolls. So they have that hate compared to white people. This is why they're trying. See, this is why Jews are pushing white people mixing with inferior races, especially black people. Okay? Let me say this one more time. The reason why Jews are pushing race mixing for white people with inferior people is because the Jews, they want to be the white race. They want to be the master race. They want to be the supreme race, but at the same time they want to be better looking than, because here's the thing, like, brown people are fucking feral, okay? If you go to Colombia, if you go to most Latin American countries, brown people are looked down upon, okay? The darker you are in Latin America, the more down you're looked upon, okay? I'm not saying just because you're Moreno or because you're black in Colombia that you're automatically a piece of shit and you need to be, you know, unalived. I'm simply saying that the lighter skinned people out there, they don't want to roll with you like that, you know? Unless, of course, you are some... Because here's the thing, like, most colored people are like feral animals, okay? I made a video about this a long time ago, okay? Very few colored people can actually be civilized, intelligent, decent human beings. The vast majority of them are like feral animal. This is why lighter skinned people are usually better looking, higher class, a higher IQ. They don't want to roll with dark skinned people, okay? And they know that dark-skinned people ain't dumb. They know that, you know. The irony is that, you know, Latin America is more racist against their own people than white Americans are against Latin Americans, you know. That's the irony of it. Also, another irony is that in Latin America, if you're a gringo and you're stopped for whatever reason, whether you're riding the motorcycle, you parked in the wrong, I don't know, parking lot or whatever. Anytime a police stops you in Latin America, they're gonna look at your passport and they wanna make sure that you're in their country legally. Because if you're not in their country legally, in other words, you're an illegal alien, they will arrest you and deport you. So here in America, when we do the same thing, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. There's no such thing as illegal. Humans are not illegal. Well, they do it in Latin America too often, and quite frankly, rightfully so. So when we do it back to them, it's wrong. But when they do it to us, it's justified. You know, make it make sense, right? So at the end of the day, guys, it's really imperative to understand that right now, guys, with black people, Indian people, and Jews, the truth has come out, okay? We can no longer say that Jews, oh yeah, the Jews are the way they are because they were Holocausted and we have to put up with them. We can no longer say, oh yeah, the blacks are the way they are because, you know, we enslaved them and we beat them and we whipped them. We can no longer say that anymore, okay, guys? Like, the Jews are committing the worst possible genocide and mass starvation in the history, in modern history, in Palestine. So they're worse than Nazis. And again, the ZA in Nazis actually stands for Zionism, okay? So the Jews can no longer be said, oh yeah, well, Jews are the way they are because of the trauma they got during the Holocaust. It's like, my niggers, you're doing worse to the Palestinians. So the truth about the Jews has come out. When it comes to black people, again, black people have been given welfare, Section 8 housing, EBT, free education. They've been given literal money just for being black. And what did they do? They squandered it all away. You know, there was this black woman who was on welfare and she actually had a job and she owned a company, but she hid her finances. And thanks to the amount of money she was making off of welfare, she bought like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari from her welfare money. Okay, what does that tell you, dudes? Like, you help black people out, they'll only do bad things. Like TFM said, you know, when they try to move black people from Section 8 housing to like better neighborhoods, what do? They go there, they rape, they murder, they steal. And again, at the end of the day, white people are better than colored people. I don't care what you say or what you think. At the end of the day, white people are better than colored people. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad's companions would actually praise the Romans, saying that these people are better than us. So yeah, white people are better than colored people, you know. And the colored people, they don't want to accept that because, well, here's the thing, dude. If you're your typical Shaniqua, Shenanish, Tiandra, you're gonna be looked down upon, okay? That's just how it is. You can't escape it. You see, I can escape niggerhood, okay, guys? Even though I got some nigger DNA in me, I can escape being a nigger, you know? Straighten the hair, you know, get a couple surgeries going, wear the sunscreen. I can escape being a nigger. But fucking Shaniqua, Shanini, Yolanda, Deshaun, Lamar, they can't escape being niggers, okay? Even if they're decent people, they're always gonna be looked down upon as niggers. That's just how it is, you know? Like Coach Greg Adams said, I can't go to Latin America, I can't go to Colombia, because if I go to Latin America, they're gonna think I'm some ancient nigger because all the passport bros are going over there. And I know Coach Greg Adams isn't a nigger. I know that for an absolute undeniable fact. Coach Greg Adams, he ain't no nigger. But because of other niggers, they're gonna think that he's one of them. And this is why I tell you guys, my channel, I'm actually saving black lives. I'm actually saving Jew lives by telling you, hey, not all Jews are dirty. Not all blacks are niggers, okay? We know better here, but the average person, you know, they don't know that. The average person is gonna see black, is gonna see melanated nigger, you know? To the average person is black equals nigger. It's not, okay? Jew equals dirty. It's not. We know that. You know that. I know that. Everybody watching this motherfucking channel except Coach Bitch Pill, because, well, he's just too damn low IQ to know anything, knows that, okay? Average person, they don't know that. To the average person, black equals nigger. Jew equals evil, okay? That's not true. For the most part, it's pretty accurate, you know? Like, 70% of the time, it's kind of accurate. But the other 30% of the time, or even the other 5% of the time, it's definitely not accurate, you know? So, we know better on this channel. Never, but again, guys, you need to understand that people are always gonna be judged. People will always have a better... People will always have their thoughts about you based on your ethnicity, whether you like it or not. Like Austria D, you know, because people view Africans as horrible pieces of shit, they look down on Austria D when he's in Europe. But the minute he says, hey man, I'm American, pulls out his passport, they treat him differently, they treat him better, because he's not an African, he's not a black African, you know. He's an American African, which is held in higher esteem than fucking Africans, you know. Same thing with me. Again, when people look at me, they think I'm Italian. They think I'm Russian. I've had people think I'm Russian. I'm like, how? And then when I went to Latvia, was it Dog Spell or something like that? The vast majority of people there were Russian, and they kind of looked a little bit like me, you know? They had darker features, and I'm like, ah, okay. I thought, how the fuck do I look like a blue-eyed blonde white Russian? But apparently Russians can go from blue-eyed blonde white to being, you know, on the darker side like myself. I didn't know that, you know? I like being called Russian or Italian. You know, I don't want to be called Indian, you know? And people know that calling you Indian is a bad thing. They know that. So at the end of the day, guys, you know, if people call you European or white or Italian or Russian even, that's a compliment, dudes. But if they call you fucking Indian, African, even Arab, that's actually a bad thing. This is what you guys out there need to understand, and need to understand really good. At the end of the day, white people are better than colored people, okay? And just because you're colored doesn't mean go kill yourself. I'm simply stating you just need to level up, you know? Just level up and try to stick your dick in a white girl. That way your kids end up being more on the white side than on your colored side. That's all I'm saying, you know. I know some of you guys are gonna be like, aren't you promoting race mixing? It depends on the here's the thing, think about it, okay? Who can produce better looking children, me and a white girl, or some Somalian dude, you know? So at the end of the day, I am very, very fortunate where I escaped niggerdom, you know. So you colored people out there watching this shit, try to escape niggerdom as much as you can. Try to escape curry seldom as much as you can. You know, not all Indians are short, brown, and fugly, you know. There are some decent-looking Indians out there who are fortunate enough to have their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmommy ripped by Alexander the Great and his men. So at the end of the day, it's imperative to understand, guys, that the closer you are to white, the better it is. If physically you cannot be that close to white, at least try to be close to white people in the form of being civilized, you know. Don't be like one of those ancient niggas who's like, you know, dog, you know what I'm talking about, boo, you know. No, you know, okay. Don't be one of those Indians who's like, hello, my name is Panji. Can I get your credit card number, sir, so I can give you some money on your credit card? Don't be the don't be that Pajit, you know. So try to be first order of businesses. Try to physically appear as white person as possible. If you cannot pull that off, then try to have your mannerisms on the same level as white people. But again, guys, at the end of the day, like, for example, I was at the dollar store earlier today, and there was a Shaniqua. She was driving a big old SUV. Ain't no way that bitch is ain't no way that bitch can afford that SUV, but she was driving an Escalade. And she knows that you pick a trillion men. If you lined up all the men in the world, okay, let's say there's 4 billion men in the world, and you asked those men, would you rather be here with Shaniqua, who has gorilla face, or would you rather be with blue eye blonde white Sydney? I guarantee you 100% of men will say, I want to be with Sydney Sweeney. Not one dude out of 4 billion would say, yeah, I want to be here with 400-pound gorilla face Shaniqua. Same thing with Indians, okay? Let's say you bring your typical short, brown, fugly Indian and you put him next to Chris Hemsworth and you get all the women in the world. You know, I guarantee you 100% of all the women in the world will say, I want to be with Chris Hemsworth over short, brown, and fugly Pajit, you know. And Pajit knows that, Shaniqua knows that. It's the same thing with Jews, okay? You take your average Jew and you put him next to a decent looking white person, people are gonna choose the white person over fucking the Jew, you know. That's just how it is. And again, the reason why the Jews are pushing race mixing is that they want white, especially with blacks, is because, and this is why, see, this is why Jews are bringing in the ugliest Middle Easterners, Africans, and Indians into Latin America, into the West, because they want the white woman to breed with these ugly, short, brown, fugly, low IQ animals. That's what the Jews really want. Because again, the Jews know that they can't compete with the white people when it comes to looks. So destroy the white race. That way the Jews can feel good about themselves. You know, the Jews are going to say, oh, look, we're white. We got blonde hair. We got blue eyes like Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, sure, we're fugly as sin, but, you know, we're not like those colored folks over there with a fucking afro, you know, or whatever, you know. So, end of the day, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that Jew fatigue, nigger fatigue, it's only gonna get worse. You guys need to understand that the Jews need to eliminate the white race. Blacks have come to the conclusion, blacks have finally come to the conclusion that they're lost. You know, when somebody has no recourse because they're so fucking inferior, they're gonna resort to violence, okay? This is one of the reasons why I want to leave America, even though our area really doesn't have many niggers. Eventually, black people are gonna resort to violence because they're gonna come to the conclusion that, hey, I'm just a fucking loser, you know? When somebody realizes that, you lost because of who you are. I mean, in the past, black people can say, oh, we lost because of the white man, because we didn't go to college, because we didn't get free housing, because we didn't have good food to eat. Right now, guys, black people have all the ingredients in the world to be the best in the world, and yet they throw it all away. You know, again, look at black women. What's these black women who are Section 8 housing, welfare, what are they doing? They're buying luxury cars with it, you know? I'm like, what the fuck is Shaniqua doing driving around with a fucking Escalade for, you know? And that's not, you know... And this is the thing you gotta understand about these genetically inferior people. They believe that they can drive around in a Ferrari or buy a Louis Vuitton, and that people will... Oh! And that people will take them seriously. No, we're just gonna look at you like you're more of a fool than we initially thought you were. Because again, I was looking at Shaniqua. Why is this bitch driving around in a car that goes, that's like a live? My fucking food truck is probably more gas efficient than one of those, I don't know, what the fuck is it called? You know, Escalade or GMC Yukon or whatever the hell these people, Hummers, you know, my, this, you know, truck that's fucking, you know, 40 years old is probably more gas efficient than what black women, black people drive around in. And they do it thinking to themselves, oh yeah, I might be a nigger, but if they see me driving around in an Escalade, they're gonna think higher of me. It's not gonna work like that. At the end of the day, guys, people are gonna look at you based simply on skin. You know, if you're like a homeless dude begging on the side of the street, yes, people are gonna look negatively at you. But you put an average white dude against an average black dude, the average white dude is gonna win most of the time. And again, same thing with women, okay? You put the average Shaniqua gorilla face against even the average white girl who works at fucking, I don't know, Starbucks, but... only the lefty liberal fugly looking woman work at Starbucks, you know, the girl who works at Dunkin Donuts, you know. So the average girl who works at the Dunkin Donut versus your typical black woman, the average white girl who works at Dunkin Donuts will win probably 95%+, if not almost 100% of the time, you know. And again, colored people, people like the Jews, they know that at the end of the day that nobody would choose them over white people, and that's why the Jews wanna oppress white people, breed out the white race. This is why black people resort to violence and stuff like that, because they just wanna murder white people. And again, it's only gonna get worse, dudes. Like, until you all get rid of Jews and blacks, it's only gonna get worse, okay? I'm out of the country, as you guys know. I'm only here for the medical shit, for the insurance claim. That's the only reason I'm here. But other than that, guys, I'm not in America anymore, so... I got more going for me in Latin America. I went farther in America, in Latin America, in 3 months than 45 years here in America, dude. Like, what does that fucking tell you, dude? So, with me, I'm out from America. That's it. I'm out. I'm out. So, you guys who are still gonna live here in America, find out how to get rid of Jews and niggers before they get rid of you. And if you're smart, like me, you'll get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.